Baby. Babe. Are you awake? Like, awake, awake. I mean, what stage of awake are you? Are you barely conscious, fumbling with your phone to figure out what time it is? Or are you coherent enough to start moving and now you're lounging in bed, kind of awake? The second. Goody. Stay right there and I'll be right back. Was awake before you by some miracle of miracles, and so I thought maybe I could bring you coffee in bed. Yeah. Didn't want to wake you up. You look so peaceful. You have this little smile on your face. It made me want to be in whatever grand adventure you were having in your dream. Ooh, ooh, careful, it's hot. It has that French vanilla cream you like. I might have gotten some and hidden it the other day when I went out. Because I knew if you saw it, you would use all of it before I could surprise you with it. You somehow usually find the things I try to hide to surprise you. I'm actually shocked you didn't find the creamer. Behind the pickles. I should have realized. You hate pickles. You'd have never gone in that corner of the fridge. See? But now I can't use that as a hiding spot for future surprises, because you know about it now, and that'll be the first place you look. How is it? Tastes pretty good. Though I might be a little biased. So, what do you have planned for today, my love? Oh, really? You're gonna tackle the garden? Vegetable or flower? Ooh, you're feeling rather ambitious. Tomatoes would be good. I think there are things we could do with those. Spaghetti sauces, pizza sauces, BLTs. We need some really good bacon, though. What's that? We could try to grow a watermelon, baby. Would it be too hot? Like, would we have enough shade in the yard to make them grow properly? Or will they just shrivel up and be husks? We might want to look into what the ideal growing conditions are before we get a bunch of watermelon seeds planted. Just don't want you to be disappointed, is all. Baby, I know you want to have a bunch of really awesome melons for barbecues and for snacks and stuff, but we should make sure we can grow them successfully first, right? We know tomatoes are a go, though, so I'm excited to see how you get those going. Of course. Sadly, I have a few Zoom meetings to go to for work and a report to finish. I know, not nearly as fun as digging in the dirt outside with you. I think my afternoon is pretty clear, though. Yeah, if it isn't too hot, do you want to take a walk? Like around the neighborhood. Might be nice for a change of scenery. Yes, we can rollerblade. But you have to wear your helmet, and your knee pads, and the elbow pads. No, I'm serious. You could get really hurt rollerblading, babe. I would say the same thing if you wanted to ride your scooter. Because protective gear is made to do just that. Protect your body. And your body. Is precious to me, baby. Yes, it is. When I was much younger, I went rollerblading with my friends around their neighborhood, and I tripped over a manhole cover and scraped up both my knees and this elbow. See this scar? Yeah, it's big, isn't it? It's because I wasn't wearing the elbow pads I definitely had, but thought I was too cool for. Exactly, baby. I don't want you to get hurt like I did. So, do you want to finish your coffee in here where it's nice and quiet? Or do you want to come out to the kitchen with me? Well, my work meeting doesn't start for another half an hour. I could make you some breakfast. Well, your choices are scrambled eggs with the leftover veggies and some cheese. Or I think we have an avocado ready. I could make you fancy hipster toast. You got the fancy coffee, so it makes sense to get the toast. Seems like pretty sound logic to me. Okay, sweet pea, come on. You want me to piggyback you out there? I will do my best, but I swear to God, if you dump that coffee on me, there will be literal hell to pay. Because it's still hot and I'm already wearing my work clothes. That's why. Come on. Up.